Regardless of which option is chosen as the replacement of the Interstate 81 viaduct through downtown Syracuse, there are some common features in all the plans. The State Department of Transportation would expand I-81 north of the viaduct and add a new interchange. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some businesses and organizations in the area are objecting to the common features proposal.
The sounds, smells, and Interstate 81 itself would get a little bit closer to apartments and businesses in the historic Franklin Square area of Syracuse if I-81 is widened from 6 lanes to 8 lanes.
Imagine if you've just spent $10 million, maybe more, on this particular project, and you hear that your front door is going to be looking right into an interstate highway.
Doug Sutherland of Franklin Properties wants the common features proposal eliminated from Interstate 81 reconstruction plans. That proposal also includes the construction of a new I-81 and 690 interchange.
It's the largest redevelopment project in Syracuse history. At the moment, it's being shaped by highway engineers. We need to be able to create something that's more holistic, that is fine-grained, working within the historic fabric of our community.
19 buildings, including revitalized apartments, businesses, even a historic church north of the viaduct, could be demolished. Stakeholders say hundreds of millions of dollars have been invested in these neighborhoods.
So we have every belief and expectation that the Department of Transportation is going to be a partner on this. We also can't take anything for granted, though, so we have to kind of stake our claim and really make sure our voices are heard.
Dominic Robinson of the Northside Urban Partnership says the state DOT has been receptive to listening to their objections, but Robinson and others have also been holding community meetings to get the word out. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.